Pele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olamukela kustudio 7, ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 26 kuMabasa 2019, ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
To those who have put sanctions in Zimbabwe, to lift those sanctions.
Izithethi zemnotho ezothulela eZimbabwe kumele zesulwe ngoba izizibuyisela izizwe emuva.
Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uvulwe ngokusemthethweni ngumongameli weRemuseveni wele Uganda.
Kanye sokukhanya ngani ingoma nje ukuthi kuthepho ukuthi igugura wonke befree publicity. Kabaqale badinge thina esilabantu ababulawa igugura wonke sizabatshela ukuthi sifunani.
Iningi seliveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela ikhomishini yokukhulumisana umlotha yeNational Peace and Reconciliation eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Ukuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje. Samba lomhlabeleli kaMasikandi uMntwana Dlozi ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizaziswa kuona lo msakazo. Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uvulwe ngokusemthethweni umongameli weRemuseveni wele Uganda. Yena ke ukhuthaze amazwe athuthukileyo ukuthi ethule izijeziso zomnotho ezetheswa eZimbabwe. UAnastasia Ndlovu sithulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Namhlanje umongameli weRemuseveni wele Uganda uvule okusemthethweni umbukiso wamabhizimusi oweZITF 2019 ekhuthaza ukubambana kwamazwe awezwekazi leAfrika.
Those who have put sanctions on Zimbabwe, to lift those sanctions.
Izithethi zemnotho ezothulela eZimbabwe kumele zesulwe ngoba izizibuyisela izizwe emuva. Kube ngabe iZimbabwe lamazwe aseAfrika abambini ngabe izithethi ezimdala zasuzwa ngoba amazwe njengoChina ngoba nifakela izithethi zenotho nabo baphinde zeZimbabwe zilokhu zikhona ngenxa yokuthi abantu kabambananga laphaya. Ukuqhubeka kwalezi zithethi zenotho kutshengiselwa ubugwala ngoba iZimbabwe ngayisenza kumbi iyabiza sibonela. Yona isiqondisa so ukuthi omunye umuntu abuye sithi uyayiqondisa ibugwala lo.
Sanctions are one-sided forever and ever and ever.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Ndebele uvumelane lomsebenzi kodwa esola ubukhokheli obukhona ethi buyehluleka.
Hayi mina mvumelani lakho mina lokho. Of course ngabe ayo angani ayasibambelela but mina ngibona ngani thina ngokwethu siyehluleka ukunjani ukubusa special ama leaders lawa ayehluleka ngani ayisikho lokhu vele ayisithe amboni ukuthi ama sanctions yiwa angani angayenza kube nje so thina ngokwethu as we are failing to like siyehluleka ukubusa lapha.
Wedolobho lakobulawayo uCouncillor Solomon Mguni uthi ujabuliswe yiMelika ngokuphenduka ukuzobukisa eZITF ngemva kokuma okweminyaka ethize ethi bakhangelele ukuvuka kwamankampani lokubunjwa kobudlelwano obutsha lamanye amazwe.
Sijabule kakhulu lonyaka ukhanya ngani umcimbi lo uza umcimbi omuhle kakhulu ngoba sibone amazwe amanengi omhlaba, sibone abeMelika labo babuyile lapha ngemva kweminyaka emithize bengatshengiseli bengabukisi koBulawayo. So sijabule kakhulu njengoBulawayo ngoba kuza sinike ukuthi sithathe lathi isikhundla sethu phakathi kwelizwe leZimbabwe njenge singathi ati industry lapho yema industries koBulawayo. Njengoba sibona ke abantu abavela emazweni aseEngland kubo-America naseGermany bebuya lapha kuthi ukuthi kuzaba lokubunjwa kobudlelwano obutsha ade kungasekho eminyakeni ephosa amachumi edluleyo.
USeneta Molly Ndlovu webandla lezanu PF ukhanya laye ejabulele inkulumo kaMseveni.
This is the first of its kind. Azake sikubone ukugcwala okunje kwabantu bemzini ugcwale kuze kuswelakale lendawo yophakama kuzofakela amatende phansi kutsho ukuthi iZimbabwe is open for business. Sikhangeleleyo ukuthi i-investment izaba khona wanxa ubona abantu ama-companies emaningi angaka kutsho ukuthi kuyathembisa ukuthi ilizwe lizavuka njengoba umdala esithi this is the new era, this is the beginning of its kind. Yes, njalo sithabile ukuthi umntu wemzini sefikile ezweni lethu layo uzahamba esiya kibo esiyathengisa iZimbabwe. Nibonani bonke abantu abagcwele lapha abazobukisa they will go and sell Zimbabwe to your country, to their countries, and then ama-investors will come ngobuningi babo.
Umseveni wenkulumo yakhe yokuvula umbukiso weZITF ukhuthaze amazwe e-Afrika ukuba abambane njalo azi ukuba anothile engabothengisa impahla yabo ingahluzwanga. Umbukiso walonyaka uqoqwe ngendikimba ekhuthaza ukuvuselelwa kwama-industry ngokuthengiselana phansi kwesihloko esithi Propagating Industrial Growth Through Trade and Investment. Umbukiso weZITF 2019 uphela kusasa ngemva kokuvulelwa uZulu lamuhla. Umsebenzi lomunye wakhe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa babhode bebuka imisebenzi ehlukeneyo ebukiswa eZITF 2019. Bayafika lasembukisweni wabeMelika bona abakade sebele minyaka emithathu bengabukisi eZimbabwe. Amankampani edlula amakhulu amahlanu 532 aweZimbabwe ayabukisa lonyaka. Amazwe alichumi lambili iningi lawo kungawemhlubulweni owangezansi ye-Afrika lawo akhona eze kumbukiso walonyaka. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiwoBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Iningi selivese imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela iKhomishini yokukhumisana umlotha eNational Peace and Reconciliation NPRC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. IKhomishini iphakathi kokuqhuba imhlangano eMatabeleland lapho abantu abakhuluma ngokwabehlelayo ngesikhathi sombhoqazo weGoground ilizwe lisanda ukuthola uzibuse. Abakade bekule imihlangano bathi kubonakala amasosha lamapholisa amaningi okwethusa abantu abavela bahlukuluzwa ngesikhathi seGoground. Abanye njalo bathi kunengi okufanele kwenziwe iKhomishini le ingakasunguli umsebenzi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomkhokheli wehlanganiso ye-Post Independent Survivors Trust, uMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa.
Ngibona ngani babamba inhlwa ngekhanda. Ngibona into yokuqala ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF sabaqale basidinga uqolo athi mayuyu kwaphanjaniswa ngumgali lathi sasikhona. Abantu bangavumelana ukuthi beqolelene sebezaqhubeka bagijima ukubuza abantu bephinde bathi sebezakhanda amangcwaba bengcwabe kuthi amathambo.
Ubona uhulumende le mali eneleyo ikakhulu yokugebha lawo mathambo.
Kuyazila ukuphanda umuntu owafayo kodwa njengoba abantu belokhu bekhala abaqale bavumelane lamasilimili lemuli. Imuli yosiza kutsho ukuthi mina owami ngibona ngani wayelaphana kulaba kuthiwa kuyama-forensic scientists kanti bagijimelani njengoba sokule minyaka almost 30 khala ababuye kuhle balama-rekhodi ungafika khona phana eRoma eSlovela eTempe bayakwazi ukuthi babelahla babebulala abantu babagongodi babadike ngaphi labo basincedise ukuthi lapha sagcikele abantu abangu-50 lapha esiwale ngale balokhu bekhona amajaha ayekugukurahundi esingathi 50 brigade lamakhomanda abo akhona lama-president abo akhona kanti kungaba njani ukuthi basithungamele bona basitshele ukuthi lapha sahlala abantu abangaka safaka abangaka lapha sanje epha amathambo omunye ngumsuthu omunye ngumndebele omunye lishona omunye likhalanga isintu sakhona sokukhala umuntu osegejwa bazakwazi njani kuzokuthi abayebona unduna maduna bayebona ukhayisa bayebona ubaba uSigona izibayibona ukhumalo umthikiti omthikiti abaqale bahlale labo bathe 2 months bekhuluma lezinduna induna zizabapha ungaya ngapha empe ewesimithuso silabanye abavela endengwa labo bakhuluma isiShona abalemthethi yabo ngayomidlendi ngale ikite emidlendi kunakanye abaebatofidisleni kunabakale esishoneni khonaphana abafayo abaqale badinge abantu abalezihlobo ezabulawela ezilabantu bababafayo sizahamba mina ngithi ngabulaweli umganami ubani ubani wafa ubani sikhulume labo ngoba abanye sokukhanya ngani siyingoma nje ukuthi kuthepha ukuthi igugura wonke befree publicity kabaqale badinge thina esilabantu ababulawa igugura wonke sizabatshela ukuthi sifunani.
Lo mnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye Post Independent Survivors Trust, sixoxela ekobulawayo.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Izizalwane zakwele China eziyisikhombisa ezabotshelwa eVictoria Falls zenelise ukuthola imvumo yokuhlawula isibambiso sebail ukuze zithonisiswe ezivela lapho ezihlala khona. Ababotshiweyo laba babikwa befunyenwe bethwele impondo zendlovu ezilesindo samachumi amabili amakilogram. Igqwetha elimela laba bantu umnumzana Give Momo Viringi utshele umswakazo lo ukuthi bazaphindela imthethwandaba ngomvulo.
Yesterday we were at the High Court in Bulawayo and we applied for bail.
Izolo besemthethwandaba waphezulu owe High Court kwaBulawayo. Saphanyeka isicelo sokuthi ababoshiweyo bavunyelwe ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. Lesi sicelo samukelwe. Ngakho ke abayisikhombisa esibameleyo kumele bahlawule inkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola awe RTGS. RTGS $5,000. Kubele bakhangelelwe ukunikeza umthethwandaba wasewange ingwalo zabo zokuhambisa zamapassport njalo bahlale kunumber 7858 aerodrome eVictoria Falls. Bengavunyelwe ukuhamba-hamba okwamakhilomitha alishumi ukusuka lapho. Siphakathi kokulungisisa ingwalo zabo ukuthi abayisikhombisa laba bakhululwe ukuze batholisiswe besuka lapho abahlala khona ngoba manje lokhe bevalelwe njalo kusaqoqwa izimali zokuhlawula leyo bail
except when they are attending court.
Lelo bekuligqwetha lezi zalwane ze China ezibotshwe eZimbabwe umnumzana Give More Muvingiwe. Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuvulwa ngokusemthethweni kombokiso wezamabhizinisi lokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngumongameli Yoweri Museveni weUganda. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba iUnited Nations yethule umbiko othi inani labantu makhaza ababulewe ngabebutho likahulumende wele Afghanistan kunyanga ezintathu zakuqala zalumnyaka ka-2019 liyethusa nxa liqathaniswa lelibulewe labalwisana lohulumende walelo lizwe abesitaliban lamanye amaqembu amancane abalwa becatsha. Izulu lesikhukhula ele-Cyclone Kenneth selisemozambique ngemva kwamaviki ambalwa lelo lizwe lihlaselwe ngelinye njalo izulu elifanayo ele-cyclone Idai. Iziphathamandla zenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations lokho zilokwesabela ukuthi u-cyclone Kenneth angadala umonakalo owedlula oka-cyclone Idai. Inkokheli yenhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions esanda ukutholakala ingelacala emveni kokubotshelwa kuphatheka ekutshengiseleni kwezisebenzi zikhonona ngokonakala kwesimo somnotho elizweni ithi izaqhubeka imela izisebenzi ingethuselwa ikubotshwa kwayo. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abe-ZCTU laba abayisikhombisa babotshwe nyakenye mhlaka 11 Mfumfu besetheswa umlando wokwephula isigaba 37 subsection 1 subsection A somthetho we-Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act. Abatholakale bengelacala babalisa umkhokheli wale nhlanganiso uMnumzana Peter Mdaza, unobhala wayo uMnumzana Jafet Moyo, uBenis Maluleke, uPriska Johnny, uSimon Mdaza, uMunashe Chirovamari kanye loEzekiel Matema. Unobhala jikelele weZCTU uMnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi bazoqhubeka ngomsebenzi wokumela izifiso lezikhalazo zamalunga.
Kuveza sobala ukuthi inhlanganiso imela iqiniso. Siyaqhubekela njalo ke phambili isenza umsebenzi wayo iyokumelela ama-members iphikisana ke lama-policies esiwabona ukuthi athathela ama-members ethu imali. Kuzasinika njalo ithuba yokuthi siqalise njalo ukwenza umsebenzi wethu ukuba sisemakhothi every day kade kusithathela isikhathi esiningi.
Uqhubekethi abethuswa yikubotshwa kwabo kwanyakenye lokuzalandela umoyo.
Sile responsibility esayinikwa ngama members ukuthi sibamelele, sizaqhubekela phambili sisenza njalo, loba sizabanjwa njalo, sizimisele ukuthi siqhubekele phambili sisenza umsebenzi wethu. Kodwa ke esingazisa abantu ukuthi isikhathi sethu sichithiwe esinengi okumangalisayo. Sihambe okufika 15 times sisiya e-court kunyanga ezidlulileyo besenzela nje ukuthi singaze senza umsebenzi wethu ngokulungileyo.
Ekwethuleni isinqumo sakhe sokubakhulula, uMantshi uRumbidzayi Mgwagwa ukubeke sobala ukuba uhulumende wehlulekile ukubeka sobala icala eladalwa ngabayisikhombisa laba, watsho wathi labafakazi abangamapholisa aweZimbabwe Republic Police bayatsho ukuba ukutshengisela kwezizalwane kuvunyelwa langumthetho omkhulu welizwe oyisisekelo sombuso. Utshilo njalo uMantshi ukuba azikho izibonelo ezikhomba ukuthi laba bantu babefuna ukubangela udlakela, kakhulukazi nxa kukhangelwa ukuba inkokheli yabotshwa isemahofisini ayo eZCTU ngesikhathi ilungiselela ukuphatheka kulokho kutshengisela okwakuqoqiwe mhlalokho. Wengeza ethi lamapholisa okuthiwa afumana amabhakana ayelotshwe imibiko engalunganga ehluleka ukwaqondanisa labeZCTU njengoba kwaswelakala ubufakazi obukhomba ukuba nguphi phakathi kwabo owayephethe liphi ibhakana. Abayisikhombisa laba bebemelwa ngamagqwetha abalisa uMnumzana Khosa Mncube lo Alec Mtshadehama abasebenzisana labenhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu eyeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ZLHR. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Lo umsakazo weStudio 7 sisakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930 13860, laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave. Abanye bathandabuza ukuthi umbhoqazwe weGoground uzaphathwa ngemfanelo yikhomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha eNational Peace and Reconciliation Commission. Bathi kuyamangalisa ukuthi uhulumende usefuna ukugebha ngesiphangiphangi amathambo abantu ababulawa yiGoground. Kulabanye abathi lokhu yimuzamo yokuthi kufihlwe okunye okwenziwa i-5th Brigade emathebeleleni lenkabazwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1983 kusiyafika oka-1987. Kambe kukhona na uhulumende azama ukufihla? Ake sizwe ukuthi abantu bathini ngalolu daba. Bekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today, asixoxeni.
besifuna ukuthi alubana indaba le iyalungiswa, yebo lokho ukuthi kuthi abantu bazogejwa bangcwatshe kwakutsha siyakubona, kodwa sifuna bona abantu abayidalayo abayiqala lento batsho ukuthi babekwenzelani, baziphendulele bona ngokwabo ukuthi babekwenzelani.
Khonokho ukuthi kwembiwe amajambo alabo ababulawayo, wena uyakuphikisa ukuthi vela kumelanga kwenziwe
konke lokho? Bekufuna ukuthi ngabe kwenziwa alubana kuthiwa ababulali bakuvuma baxolisa, baqale baxolise first bese kuyayenziwa ke, and abantu banikezwe ithuba elide ngoba manje mangisiza ngizongale bathi after 6 months kube kuphelile, kodwa uzocabanga ukuthi indaba yeguguro wendi yathatha 6 years, 5 to 6 years ikona sabona. So akunje ukuthi 6 months kuzobe kuphele yonke into naleyo, sabona ukuthi kudlala ngabantu nje lokho abakwenzayo.
Udaba lolu luyavaleka, uzokuthiwa sokulungile konke.
Mina ngiyibone wena fowethu, ngoba umuntu ngeza kuthi uyamcompensate efile umuntu. Baningi abantu abalimalayo, abanye balimala, abanye vele kahle kahle sebeza bafa. Namhlanje uma kuyikuthi mina mede asifanise ngami ukuthi mede ngafelwa ngumzali wami, ubani ozokuvuma ukuthi khona ngabe awuzangifakaza ukuthi ngafelwa ngumzali wami? Ma ngikhuluma kuphela sokungani ngigamba amanga. Mina nje ma kuyinto leyo kuthiwa izolungiswa nje, hhayi kunzima wena fowethu. Okwethu nje iqiniso likhona, singafuni ukugambelana ukuthi nje basinikeze okungokwethu. Ngathi kahle kahle ngube ngokucace ukuthi basinikeze nje ilizwe lethu, ngoba umthwakazi nje ilizwe limelodwa elingasoli ilizwe leZimbabwe nje, sihlukane nabo. Yi-compensation engcono leyo.
Baba Juma, ngicela umphendule khonapho Ncube.
Bengimuzi Ncube ekhuluma ngezikhalazo zakhe. Into enhle ngodaba lolu okakhezile na sokuvula ukubena asikhulumeni sibonisameni. Into mina engafuna ukubana yigcizelele kakhulu ingene ebantwini kuyona, asivuleni ama-avenues wonke esingabe sinawo, sikukhulumisaneni siboneni. Uyabona into one abantu abangananzeleleni, nxa ungabamba inzondo phakathi kwakho ngoba umuntu ukuphambanisile ehluke ukuxolela, lwani umuntu uyahlala lobele power over you, amandla phezu kwakho ngoba wena uyahlala lobuzondile. Okuthi mina kuza kuvalela ubana ukwanise ukuya phambili ngokunye bengahamba phambili ngakho uphumelele ngakho.
Sesilobaba-ke uCassius Jays Mpofu.
Ibonakali yona kuthi isuka kuphi yakuphi. Laba bantu njengoba sike sakhuluma ngakho isikhathi esidlule ukuthi abantu laba abakhuluma nohulumende ipelenti kumele iyenze, akubeqinisa ukuthi into leyo bayenza bephika ngabantu, ngathi ngabantu abafidiswe ngohulumende wenza ngathi iphika ngabantu abafuna leyo. Plus kuyagedha ungcwaba lo muntu, umuntu wafa iminyaka yonke ledlule ayisento elula ngoba kunesikumele ekulenziwe laphana, ayisento ebangayicabanga overnight wathi bayayenza. Kuyazila ukubamba ingcwaba lomuntu kuthi umuntu uyakhutha nje, kumele kwenziwe isintu kokhunye kwesihlobo zonke kwenzele kumele kwenziwe ukuze agqede leyo muntu. Kasesingayinto efika ukuthi abantu abayengcwatshi babebaningi. So ukuthi kube ufuna abantu enjeama-team DNA i-treatment ezinyazo lezo ukuthi ubona ukuthi lo ngubani, wayengubani lo, wayengwakuthi isangise. So le nto leyo sijima soke nje ufana ukuthi abantu bayithathele phezulu bathe siyenza ngaleyo ndlela. Into kumele kuyinazela ukuthi sasengayicabathe isikhuphe indlela eziningi.
Lapho size abalandeli be-Studio 7 kanye lomnumzana Joseph Chuma webandla leZANU-PF bekhuluma loGibbs Dube we-Studio 7 kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sikamba lomhlabeleli kaMaskandi umntwana edlozi ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elilesihloko esithi Inkonjane. Untungameli Nkomo sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umntwana edlozi udabuka ePlumtree kodwa uhlabela ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlalade lakhe lakuqala njalo uyayifakaza imvelaphi yakhe kulingoma ethi Viva Plumtree. Nango ke echasisa ngohambo aseluhambile kwezomculo lokuthi kahle kahle ungubani.
Lokhuluma njengamanje ngisiyabonga Getmo Moyo futhi ngovula ePlumtree esigodini sasengwana ngaphansi kwenduna uLangazi. mfoka amagutsho yiyo shuthi ukuqala kwangibuza umculo bekade ngizendima nomculo ngiyacabanga iqembu lokuqala engiqala kulona amabhuku esomnyama iqembu eliqale ngicula kulona kwase kuthi futhi 2014 ngajoyina iqembu iwhite umfolozi eselingamavivane akhaphela njengamanje ngasebenza le nsizwa kwazi kufinyelela kubeni nami ngikhiphe lami idlalade.
Idlalade leli lilengoma ezilitshumi lanye ezigoqela le eyokholo ethi ngisize nkosi yami. Sibuze umhlabeleli ukuthi kahle kahle kungani wakhetha ukuba ngumasikandi.
Umasikandi umculo engikhule ngiwuthanda kakhulu ngoba ngiyacabanga kade ngithanda kakhulu ukumamela iKhansila, ngithanda kakhulu ukumamela uBhekumuzi. Kwase kuthi uma ngize eGoli ngomnyaka 2027 ngakwazi-ke nami ukuthi bana ngingene ey'tolo ngithenge ngikwazi ukuthenga isithi originally. Yile nto eyangenza ngathanda kakhulu umasikandi ngoba namanje ngisawuthanda kakhulu umasikandi, ngakho uye wayenza ukuthi manje ngibhekela midlalayo.
Litholakala ngaphi idlalade lakho Ntuli?
Mangabe lifuna idlalade lami ungangithinta kule nombolo 062 139 5652, 062 139 5652. Ilapho ungangithola khona uma ufuna idlalade lami.
Uphuma ke enkundleni umntwana edlozi ngale ethi la ngaqathwa khona.
Umhlabeleli kamasikandi umntwana enkosi ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elelesihloko esithi inkonjane. Bebekhuluma-ke lo mtungameli inkomo we-Studio 7. Singakehlukani, nanzi ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi seliveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela ikhomishini yokukhomisana umlotha e-NPRC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Umbukiso weZITF walonyaka uvulwe ngokusemthethweni umongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.